We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 6, Part 16, page 2075. This is where the questions are. Table of questions to the matters. You can send us your questions to Kabda TV. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. The study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 6, Part 16, page 2075. In Hebrew, question 260.
Okay.
Why does he say that two bechinot of externality are considered, and he does not consider the third bechinot of externality, which is the externality of achor, posterior?
Also here, doesn't matter so much if I understand or don't. I study in order to draw the reforming light. I don't know it, I don't know the study, I don't know the creator or anything. I simply do what I can. And then with such cleanliness, such pure attitude, I gain a lot.
Answer 260 on page 2081. 260. The third bechinah of chitzoniut, externality, which is the externality of achor, posterior, which is malachut, with respect to her, it is not an extra fall because of the second restriction, since she is already the bechinah of siyum raglin da'ak, also from tzimtzum aleph, the first restriction. But later, when the two external bechinot fell, the upper one, from that malchut, and became a vacant space, they caused her a greater darkness, for she necessarily descended even below them. And then Malchut, in her value, became the Bechina of a vacant space and an empty vessel. Again, the third Bechina of externality, which is the externality of Achor, posterior, which is Malchut, with respect to her, it is not an extra fall because of the second restriction, since she is already the Bechina of Siyum Raglin De'ak, also from the first restriction. Rather, later on, when the two Bechinot, two of externality, the upper one, already fell from that Malchut and became a vacant space, they caused her a greater darkness, for she necessarily descended even further down. And then also Malchut, in her value, became an empty space and an empty kli.
What did we learn here? We learned here how to draw the reforming light. What does it mean? That it wasn't so important for me to get into the details because I nevertheless don't attain what's happening here. He's explaining such things that are already, that can only be clarified after a spiritual attainment. Rather, only how can I relate to what's written? So I'm looking here for the reforming light. I need that. Bechina gimel of externality, I don't know what it is, which is the externality of the posterior. I can imagine it geometrically in a nice drawing or something, but as far as the internal discernments, desires, vessels, screens, restrictions, lights, inner, surrounding, I can't imagine it. Which is Malchut, meaning the third discernment of externality, which is externality of Achor, of the posterior, which is Malchut. Towards it, there is no additional fall here, because of the second restriction. Why doesn't it fall more than other discernments? Since it's already the b'china, the discernment of the siyum of raglin of ak, from the first restriction, meaning it's already down below. So it can't be that after the second restriction, this malchut will become even darker. Rather, after these two upper external b'chinot fell from this malchut, There are three discernments, three b'chinot, and they became an empty, vacant space. They then caused her, the Malchut, additional darkness because she went down lower than them necessarily. Because they became dark, she received even greater darkness than what she had before. What does it mean, receive darkness more than what she had before? She had darkness only because of the restriction, but nevertheless, something would shine from the surrounding lights. And now, the two b'chinot above her that were in action, now they became dark, and she stopped receiving surrounding light from them, and now she receives darkness also from the surrounding lights, from herself and from the surrounding lights. Meaning, I have today's darkness and tomorrow's darkness. Meaning, there's no light shining even for the future. Look at that good state. It forces the will to receive to spring into thinking what it will have. And then the Malchut in herself became a vacant space and an empty vessel. That's what gives her such a feeling that I have nothing. Because the lack of surrounding lights gives such a feeling. Read it again.
Again, 260. The third bechina of externality, which is the externality of achor, posterior, which is malchut, with respect to her, it's not a greater fault because of the second restriction, since she's already the bechina of siyum raglin de'ak, also from the first restriction, tzimtzum aleph. But later, when they already fell, the two external bechinot, the upper one, from that malchut, and became a vacant space, they caused her a greater darkness, for she necessarily descended even further down. And then also malchut in her value became a vacant space and an empty kli.
Okay. Questions? Maybe it's because we're heating the place? Why are you heating it? It makes people fall asleep. I'm not saying too cool, but so much heat, it makes people fall asleep. Don't get it. Next.
Question 261.
Again, with the correct intention, we want to connect as much as possible between us and with the Torah, and with the reforming light, and with the one who has to clothe in it. Please.
Question 261. Why the two bechinot of externality, which fell below, didn't occupy the entire place of Or Makif de Yosher or below it? Again, why the two bechinot of externality, which fell below, didn't occupy the entire place of Or Makif de Yosher or below it? Answer 261. Because they fell in the closest circle to the point of center, where is the end of the illumination of the surroundings and their vacant space. And if they fell further down, meaning further away from the central point, there the illumination of the surroundings is stronger, because in the Igulim circles there is no up or down. Their end is at their center. And the further it is from the center, the more important it is, and it shines more. Therefore, the Kelim couldn't occupy the entire place of Or Makif de Yosher, surrounding light of lines, but only a part of it, meaning the most inner circle in it, which is closer to the central point, which is a greater darkness.
This is Ein Sof up here. And here, this is Siyum, the ending. Siyum the Kav, the ending of the line. The ending of the line.
כשנעשה צמצום ב',
when the second restriction happened, Malchut used to be here, rose to Bina. And these bchinot, these discernments, became dark. Zat of Bina, excuse me,
Zat de Bina,
Zat de Bina, Zer Anpin, and Malchut.
ונפלו לפי הערכם שהם עכשיו.
And they fell according to their value. Now they are restricted. There's darkness in them, so they fall down below, below the line.
נופלים למטה מהקו.
They fall below the line. Zat of Bina, Zer Anpin, and Malchut. Don't do like that. Wait. And then later, when Malchut rose to Bina, there was a zivug here, coupling, and the lights expanded, and the lights that expanded around the new point of restriction, of the second restriction. And then the lights that expand in a very special way. The lights that expanded according to the first restriction expanded according to the point of Siyum, the ending point.
That's
enough. So what happened is that the vessel of Malchut that fell the lowest was the worst because of the surrounding light of the first restriction. By the surrounding light of the second restriction, it went up. And then we have here Zat, Zer Anpin, and Malchut. Inverted. Meaning there are very special actions. There's details. Why Baha'u Sulam explains this to us here and in Beit Shaar HaKavanot? To explain to us that us, we that exist between the influence of the inner light and the surrounding light, these lights work on us in an opposite way. If the inner lights give me the feeling of today, the present, then the surrounding lights give me the sensation, the feeling of the future. And then I'm between the two. And they work on me in an inverted way. And we have to know how to work with them. Use them. I feel bad today. I could be better for tomorrow. And good today could be bad for tomorrow. How do we connect the good and bad and bad and good from today to tomorrow, from tomorrow to today? If it's possible, if we know how to work in Achab Daliyah, the ascending Achab. Listen, specifically when we work with the ascending Achab, Achab Daliyah, by the ascent of the Achab to action, this is the Achab, right? This is the Achab. Then by this Achab we raise it higher, we in effect we We equalize today to tomorrow. And there's no bad for today and there's no bad for tomorrow. Because these vessels, thanks to whom we separate, distinguish today and tomorrow, these vessels enter into correction and they get corrected by the light and they get filled by the light. And then we have a world full of light. Day full of light. There's no day and no night. The darkness will shine as light. And this is what the second restriction gives us, and its correction. Thanks to the second restriction, we can enter systems of opposing lights, contradicting lights, inner and surrounding. And with the ascending Ahad, we can turn the darkness into permanent light. You should just know about it. It's not... might not be so important, but nevertheless, it awakens us correctly to ascend. Next.
Question 262. What is the surrounding light of Yosher below the Raglaim of Ak? What is the surrounding light of lines below the Raglaim of Ak? 262. When the ending Malchut rose to the place of Hazeh of Partsuf Tanhid the Ak, and the coupling Malchut to the place of Nikveh Enayim, even before the Zivug was made in Nikveh Enayim, the Sag the Ak, by that the lights of Zon were separated, which were in the Kelim of Rosh, and they came out from the internal Kelim and became Makifim, surroundings to the lights of Chaya Yechida. And these surroundings came out and surrounded around the central point of the first restriction, meaning below the Siyum, the ending of Aglaim the Ak, because still the point, the ending point of the second restriction wasn't determined yet, because the Zivug didn't came out on the Zivug on Masach of Nikveh Enayim, because the ending point is determined only by the power of the Zivug on the Masach that strikes the light and repels it backward. And by that it makes the boundary of the ending. And therefore, those surroundings which departed from Zon de Rosh before the Zivug, before the coupling in Nikveh Enayim, they came out and circled around the point of Siyum of Tzimtzum Aleph. And except for that surrounding light which was in the Kli and departed from because of the ascent of Malchut to the place of Bina, then, after the Zivug, the coupling was made on Masach in Nikveh Enayim, and then the lights of Chaya Yechida had to stay outside because of the deficiency of the Kelim of Zon, which came out from the inner Kelim of Rosh, and therefore they came out and circled around the 10 Sefirot of Nikudim in as Makifim of Chaya and Yechida. And those Orot Makifim, those surrounding lights, are the main surrounding lights of Chaya Yechida de Nikudim, because they emerge by the power of Zivug de Haka, coupling on striking on the Masach. And they already have the new central point of the second restriction, which was made by the power of the new Masach in Nikveh Enayim. Therefore, they circle around the center of the second restriction, which is the Bechina of the ending point of Olam Atzilut, and not around the central point of the first restriction, as the prior surroundings, which circled around the Raglaim of Ak. Moreover, the new surroundings, which came out from the Zivug, drew to them also the previous surroundings which circled under the Siyum of Raglaim of Ak, and they too circled around the center of Tzimtzum Bet, which was made. Thus, it explains that the two surroundings of Yosher and lines were here. One is the lights of Yechida Chaya, which were in the Kelim of Rosh, and they departed from there because of the ascent of Malchut to the place of Bina. And Ari says about it that they circle around the Siyum Raglaim of Ak. And the second Or Makif came out by the Zivug on the Masach. The Masach, which rose to the place of Bina, didn't let him enter the Rosh. And the Ari says about them that they circled around Nehi De'ak, meaning around the 10 Sefirot of Nikudim, which clothe Nehi De'ak, meaning around the center of Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction.
Questions? Read it again. In short, we always have inner lights and surrounding lights. With the surrounding lights in the first restriction are those lights that cannot be received in order to bestow, right? They're being rejected. You don't want to receive them in order to receive, so they remain outside the partsuf. This is called Or Makif, surrounding light. Is that clear? Is this clear or not? Surrounding light means that light which I cannot receive as inner, as a result of my disparity of form in receiving in order to bestow. But I don't want to receive it because as in order to receive. And I can't receive it in order to bestow. So I keep it, I leave it outside. Like the host. A part I receive from him, and a part I say, I don't want it. Why don't I want it? Not because I don't want it, but because it doesn't have the intention to bestow. This is the first restriction. The second restriction, I have two vessels, Chaya Nichida of lights, and Malchut and Zampin of vessels, and Zadabina as well. They are unable to receive the light in receiving in order to bestow. Therefore, I only have Keter Chochmah and Gal of Bina, Galgalta Veinaim. Zat Bina, Galgalta, I'm sorry, Zerampin and Machot, I don't use. I can't. I can only be in restriction on them. Hence, the corresponding lights to them are on the outside. They are different lights. They're not the kind of lights that some of them I received and some I did not receive. Those are lights that I completely cannot receive, because those are lights, the light of Chochmah. And these lights circle around the new point of restriction. If the circles of the first restriction would circle around the point of Siyum, the ending point here, clear? Around the point of ending, this was the end of the receiving of the light. The circles of the second restriction circle around the new point of restriction, the Siyum of second restriction on the Parsa. And they circle around that point. There's a difference between these two points. This is called the point of this world, and this is called the point of the next world. And there's a difference between the circles of the first restriction and the circles of the second restriction. Then it turns out that those vessels that were in the first restriction, when the second restriction and the circles of the second restriction work on them, they move those vessels from one place to another, because circles are light and the lights shake the vessels. So the vessel that, as a result of the first restriction, fell into some point here, let's say, by the circles of the second restriction, it moves to another place.
ככה זה.
That's how it is. From state number one to state number two. Because the force that influenced it changed. It entered under the influence of a different force. From here we have many questions. How by various manipulations can I relate maybe one time to the first restriction, another time to the second restriction, by that to move me in this field of light towards the end of correction, towards Ein Sof? There are many things here. How do I activate myself so it would happen to me? It's work in the system. There's nothing. Of course, it's all feelings, thoughts, actions, by the connection between us, various intentions, more or less. But we see that from that we can cause some movement. And there are other such causes for movement. Okay?
Tov. Ken.
It's not clear how, when there's the second restriction, there is still movement in the system. Isn't there a prohibition not to receive anymore?
But the surrounding lights have no restriction, no prohibition. They work on us just like now. I'm in a field. But it doesn't work on me.
Okay, so the restriction is on...
The restriction does not apply to the surrounding lights. There's no, the law of the line doesn't work on the circles. Lines and circles. Circles belong to first restriction. It's before the restriction. It's before the screens, before everything. It can influence me when I'm in the klipot, it doesn't matter where. They influence. It's a field.
So on Tzimtzum Bet, the surrounding still influences?
A surrounding influences in the first restriction, second restriction from beginning to end. We just need to, I just give you an example here. How can we use the surrounding lights?
So on what is the restriction? On the direct light?
The restriction is only on the light of the line, of the kav. As much as you can receive. Line means a limit, a certain portion. And we'll go to the next part.
And before we do, let's sing a song together.
שמש בנשמה
חודרת אל הלב כמנגינה
הגענו ברוכים הבאים הגענו מה טוב ומה נעים הגענו בשם אהבה אל האור אליך לנשמה
הגענו ברוכים הבאים
הגענו מה טוב
שמה
הלב ביחד נשתלב אל תוך השמחה אל תוך האהבה נעשה את המחר לעולם מאושר רק ביחד נריע ביחד נשפיע ביחד נגיע רק ביחד נצעד אליך לאהבה
היכנו ברוכים הבאים